Blog Talk Radio.
Amongst friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Amongst Friends Radio, conversation for the grown and sexy. My name is Brittany, and I will be your host for this evening. Tonight, I have my great co-host with me. We have Jess, we have Q, we have Deidre, we have Heather, and we have Joey. Tonight's topic will be brown skin versus light skin. Why do some men feel that lighter skin is a better choice? So for those of you who'd like to tune in, who'd like to call in and give us your thoughts and opinions, please feel free to call in at 760-683-2662. You can also join us on our Facebook group, Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show, or you can go online, www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. So, let's get started on tonight's topic. This is a topic that I chose because it's kind of been weighing on my mind a little bit about the whole light skin versus dark skin. I watch a lot of TV, really into stuff into the media, so I noticed that a lot of lighter-skinned females tend to take over the rap videos and whatnot. And also, I noticed that a lot of guys prefer lighter women over darker women. So I wanted to get the group's perspective, and I also would like to hear from those of you that are listening and those of you that are online. So I'm going to start with my male co-host, Q, Jeff, and Joey. Why is it that some men prefer a lighter female over a darker female, and do you have a preference? So who wants to start?
It's status. It all has to do with status. So, you know, the media says that you don't have a status if you're dealing with a dark-skinned female. You're dealing with a light-skinned female who is slim, who's like a size, what, 2, you know, has you know, non-kinky hair, mm-hmm. you know, the pretty smile, and what have you. So, and I guess, you know, black America or black men who are lost see that and see that as, well, whenever I get rich or whenever, you know, I run into a little money, you know, instead of me dealing with a white chick, which is, you know, kind of frowned upon, I'll give me a light chick. I'll give me a light skin chick, you know, and I everything would be goofy from there. And my preference, you know, those who know me, no, I like light-skinned women. I like women, period. But my preference is dark-skinned, thick chicks. I can't do light-skinned, and I can't do anything under size 10. I'm sorry. I like my baby thick. And chocolate. Hallelujah.
Okay. And do you feel like the media, like, well, you said status. So is it that, you know, is it because lighter women, lighter African American women, is it because they're so much closer to a white woman? Do you feel like that's where the whole status issue comes from?
You know what? That's a good question. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, because you know what, and I think about too how, you know, dark skinned women are a war portrayed. You know, you never seen back in the day. You never seen a dark skinned woman, you know, in a happy. She's always something like a maid, or she's always something like a caretaker of the kids, you know, and she's never in a status where she is portrayed as a queen. As anything, you know, she's portrayed as some type of homely, you know, feet shuffling, gospel singing, fat person.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know what? And I'm thinking of like all the cartoons, like the old Bugs Bunny cartoons back in the day, where all, you know, Mammy, all the dark skin women were portrayed as Mammy and as unattractive. You know, where you see somebody like, and I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to say that, you know, she was like that, but, you know, Lena Horne was the status symbol of how black women should look like. And if you look nothing like her, then you were below. Another person is Dorothy Dandridge. You know, she was another light-skinned actress who, you know, she had the body, you know, she had the smile, she had the frame, and she had the lightest light skin tone. I think the only person that came to mind back in the day was Diane Carroll. You know, she caught hell when she had her own show. And she was dark skinned. She had all the attributes Alina Horn had or Dorothy Dandridge had, but because she was dark skinned or Dr. Hugh black female, you know, people was like, what is she doing on this on her own show? So, you know, media plays a part, and I want to say, you know, the white establishment plays a part in that too.
Mhm.
So and you know, people see that. People, back in the day, I guess people see that now. It was like it in order to be in the hate crowd, I have to give me a life like damn near white female.
Right. Okay, yeah. So, Jeff, what do you think about that, Jeff? Do you have a preference, or I know that you're married to a darker female, so did you have a preference prior to being married to your wife?
My preference, I adopted the Captain Kirk. I adopted the Captain Kirk way of life when it came to females. I like them brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and hate shit. My dick is long from the other year nation.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, I didn't really give a good goddamn. If you like me, I like you. And if we can talk, if we can relate, it was all in popcorn. So, but, you know,
okay.
That, you know, so the good about hair, you know, I went to a black university, so I saw that firsthand, you know, the war between dark-skinned chicks and light-skinned chicks, so. You know, that whole thing, it always was crazy to me. I saw, you know, all levels of the spectrum, you know, getting loved and being well-received. And I saw them, you know, the whole spectrum getting love, respect, admiration. I saw the whole spectrum getting hate and going through the same thing. So I just never really understood it myself, but I mean, I could see how, you know, after a couple of instances where it's explaining how this and how that. So I could understand a little bit better, but so crazy.
Okay. So I'm going to switch it over to Deidre, because I want to know, do you have a preference as far as males? Do you prefer lighter skin males, or do you prefer darker skin males, or do you not have a preference?
Y'all become Deidre, and y'all can speak to me. Oh, okay. You can't. So,
we know
sit down somewhere.
Deidre, we know this CeeLo. Come on.
There is no secret that the ideal man for me is The Rock, and The Rock is a yellow-skinned brother.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. However, if you are 6'4 and above, you could be black, blue, light, bright, damn near white, and that's a plus in my book. So I don't
but he has to be
6'4. Huh?
He has to be 6'4. He can't be like 5'9 or 5'10.
Oh. We're talking about my preference. And the number was 6'4. I didn't say 5'9, 5'7, 5'6, 5'3. I didn't say none of that. I said 6'4.
Okay.
But no, I don't discriminate. I give love all around.
Really? Yes, you sure do.
Really?
However,
for a good time.
However, if The Rock was to show up, I'd show gone with it.
You show love all around, but you would prefer them to be tall, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm one of those women that I don't discriminate necessarily. I don't have a problem with light-skinned men, but I don't prefer light-skinned men. Like, you probably would never catch me dating somebody, like, very, very light-skinned. And there are some very, very attractive light-skinned men. I don't know what it is, but I really prefer someone on the darker side.
You know what it is? Hey, y'all, you know, a lot of people might get mad at me, but I really, really think that light skin and dark skin, light skin people, they have a type of psychological problem. It's something about them. They're not screwed too tight.
I definitely see what you're saying. I notice that a lot with, you know, light-skinned men and women, especially men. Like, they kind of hold themselves up higher than everybody else. And I think it's probably just based on society accepting them more. You know, it's just like everybody, and I'm not going to say everybody, but it just seems like in society today, light skin is like the right skin. Like, that's what everybody likes. And if you look in countries like Jamaica, they're starting to promote, like, skin bleaching. And it's sickening. It's really sickening. And they look disgusting. I don't know if you guys seen pictures of people who have started to bleach their skin. Those who are of darker skin color, it looks disgusting. They look like ghosts. But I just think that if society plays a huge role in this whole, you know, light skin versus dark skin, light skin is better. And I think that it's just all mental. And I think it really stems back just from our past. Like, it goes really far back in our past. Because my next question was going to be, like, what do you what do you believe actually causes the separation between white people and Greg?
Yes. Hey, Greg, I think we have a caller. We have a caller from VA.
Okay. Hello there.
Hi, yeah. My name is Big Will from my Woodbridge.
What's up, Big Will?
Hey, Big Will.
What's going on, y'all? I just came to join in tonight. I just came, you know, listening, and, you know, I'm a light-skinned brother with a bush, and I'm 6'9". And I overheard her say, yeah, you can't be 6'4", but I got a whole bunch of friends that's below 6'4", and they pulling them way more than me.
I'm just telling you my preference. That's all.
Brittany, you remember me? It's Big Will from West Potomac.
Yes, I do. I thought that was you because you're the only tall, light-skinned guy with a bush that I know.
Yeah, I be telling them look, I'm going to tell y'all, when I go out of town, I pull them because they think I play in the NBA, and I go along with it, you know. And they be getting them.
Some people are intimidated by tall people, Will. I don't know if you know that or not, but some women are intimidated by tall women. Tall men. Maybe that's why they don't approach you, or maybe that's why your shorter friend may have a better chance at getting girls.
I mean, I got a friend that's like 5'3". He Asian, and I'm like, what the hell? His ass got married to me. To a black girl. That's my man, though. You know, I'm not going to knock him for that. But back to me, though, I'm trying to figure out where I'm not ugly. I don't assume I'm ugly, but I'm real intelligent, and I'm tall, light-skinned. And y'all, this is talking about light-skinned, dark-skinned. The dark-skinned brothers ain't got nothing on me.
Yes, we do. But let me ask you this though: what's your preference, and do you think there is a light skin versus dark skin thing? Is it relevant now as an adult as when you was a kid?
That's a real good question. Back when I was a kid, I used to chase, actually, my mom used to tell me, oh, never chase a white woman, so I was chasing them. But nowadays, I can't really chase them because they're scared of the height. So,
we
I hope that
scared
answers that question.
Because
the black woman can't handle me because I'm too tall.
Come on over this way, son.
Look, I'm 6'9". You're not going to be able to climb this tree. I'll make Dwayne Wade look like a little midget.
I got big ups over here.
Hey,
Lord.
Look, I never
got to
get on my knees.
Well, what you don't have, we cannot
take this discussion to that next level since we're on air right now. So I'll take that back.
Yeah, see, what you don't have is the visual of our co-host Deidre. She is a very tall, drink of water. She was raised along with Wonder Woman in the Amazon, and she's very strong, and she's very...
Okay, back to the conversation. Britt?
I'm here. Well, thank you for calling in, Will, and giving us your opinion. You're more than welcome to call back anytime throughout the night if you want to discuss more on this topic.
Wait. I got one question. Did he say he was 6'5 or 6'9?
He said 6'9.
Jesus?
I went to high school with him. He is
tall.
He is 6'9".
How tall are you? 6'5".
Call me. That's all I can say.
Yeah, he's really tall. I'm not good with height wise, so he could be between 6'5" or 6'9". I just know he's like the tallest person that I know. So
that's what's up.
Yeah.
I remember
he gets love in the street.
I remember when I was younger growing up. It was you hear stories from the older guys on your block or your older brothers, and not really a story about like light skin versus dark skin, but the light skinned girls on the block or the light skinned girls at the parties. They were always billed or always in the story, they were always the prettiest girls. They was the ones that you really wanted to get with at the party and stuff because they stood out at the party because of them being light skinned with the curly hair or the good hair and stuff like that. So, I mean, hearing stories like that, you know, I can see how a guy would kind of stick with that if that was known as the prize, if he didn't, you know, see any other hue in the spectrum as the same type of prize. So I can see how brothers can get not caught up in it, but they, you know, you get raised on that or things like that, and you just keep on going to that as life goes on. So,
right, and thanks to Deidre, I got caught up on the Doc Girls documentary, which basically touched base on women in today's society, darker women, and how they grew up and how they were teased about their skin color. And this one guy made a point in the documentary of how his aunt raised him, and when he was younger, when he went off to school, the one thing that his aunt told him was that he needs to make sure that he dates a light-skinned girl with long hair, and he needs to make sure her underwear are clean. And that reminds me of, yes, that was his aunt's advice to him, was that's the kind of girl that he needed to date. And she told him this when he was like a little boy, like, you know, you need to make sure you date a light-skinned girl. She needs to have long hair, and she needs to make sure her underwear is clean, and you'll be fine. And so another guy was saying, a female was saying how she was dating some guy, and she was in the car with him and his dad, and his dad was like, don't date that mud duck. So it's kind of like people are truly raised, and these kind of things are instilled in their minds at young ages. And I just think that it's truly like really like mental slavery. Like people tell you these things at such young ages, and that's what you think is okay. And another guy, he's from Louisiana, and he said that's all that in his area is light-skinned women, so that's his preference. He won't date a dark-skinned woman because he only grew up around light-skinned women. So.
That's crazy. But see, you know what? I think nowadays it's prevalent, but not as prevalent as I would say 30 years ago. I see a lot of like people that really age in their mid to late 20s, they don't care. No one really cares about color now. You see, there's a lot of mixing. You see black with white. You see black with Puerto Rican. Well, we've been doing that for years anyway, because, you know, Puerto Rican, they're considered black too. So, but there's a lot of race mixing now. And I guess a prime example is my nephew. My nephew, he doesn't care. He's as long as you look good. He's 27, 28. So he doesn't have that notion where, you know, only stick to one kind. You know, as what because my mother told me, she was like, under no circumstances, do not bring a white woman home. Do not. Mm-hmm. I don't want, you know. And I guess that's come from her upbringing. You know, she was born and raised in the Carolinas. So, you know, there was a lot of segregation, you know. So I guess, you know, she just taught her kids what she know by experience.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she went through, and I'm quite sure she did, she went through a whole lot of racial issues, you know, when she was, you know, growing up in her teens or whatever. So she just held on to that and just expressed it to her kids.
Right.
And, you know, no kid wants to disappoint their mother. And
right.
I've never brought a white woman home. I've never. And most likely
so
never will.
And is it just because you feel like you'll disappoint your mom, or
For me, it's that, and also growing up, I've had experiences also because I'm the darker viewed sibling. You know, the rest of my brothers and sisters are lighter than me, so you can imagine your own family members saying stuff like, "You're black. You know, you're not my brother. My brother isn't that black."
Mm-hmm.
You know, so stuff like that kind of like bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it also pushed me. It also pushed me to added fuel to the fire. So, you know, when I was in school or whatever, I just tried to be better. I just tried to be smarter. Or I just tried to take things to the next level. So.
Gotcha. So, I wanted to ask Heather, do you have any preference as far as lighter men or darker men, or do you not have a preference?
I don't necessarily always say I have a preference. I mean, I've dated different shades of guys, but if I'm making a choice, it would probably be a darker skinned guy.
Thank you, Boo Boo. Love you, Ma. And
she wasn't talking about you.
Shut up.
I'm talking about black.
Thank you, baby. Shut up.
I noticed that darker guys, like dark chocolate guys, are what's in now.
Well, I don't know if it's in now, but that's the complexion of my father. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you are influenced by your parents. And I remember growing up, my older sister always used to say the black and the berry, the sweet and the juice, and her husband is very dark, like my dad. So, I mean, but I've never, it's just something about light people and the pink complexion and all of that I just am not personally attracted to. Like, I don't look at The Rock or Will Smith or people like that and just find them off the cuff attractive. I don't think that they're ugly, but I'm not attracted to them.
Right. So what do you guys think causes, like, the real separation between the light-skinned and dark-skinned women in the African-American community? Do you think it's rooted from slavery? What do you think that it's really rooted from? And why do you feel like it's still relevant now? Anybody have any thoughts?
I don't know I don't know if it's rooted from slavery. I mean, that seems to be the myth. I think that experience of I think experience is passed down, or the myth is passed down.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, like my mother told me, and I think that, you know, her mother told her, and so on and so on. So, I mean, I don't know. I think racism plays a part, and not racism where it's black and white, but I think of the racism between black people, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easy to blame, you know, somebody other than black, like white people or whatever, or even it's easy to blame, you know, society and the media. But if black people, like, believe it and suck it in and keep it going, who's really to blame?
Right.
So, Q, are you going to be telling your son not to bring any white women home?
my oldest or my youngest?
Either one.
Well, my oldest, his mother, where his girlfriend is light skinned. So,
so and then
what I told my youngest, what I told my youngest is, get with somebody who's smarter than you. I didn't play the race card. And my son goes to an all black high school anyway. So it's like, just don't get anybody dumber than you. Get somebody smarter than you. And that's it. I'm trying to leave race out of it.
But you overall, you wouldn't care if you brought a white woman home.
As long as she's cute and smart, I really don't care.
So if she's an ugly white girl, she can't come home.
No. If she's an ugly white girl, no, I'm going to pull him into a room like, man, what the hell are you doing?
Like, really? Would you do that?
So an ugly black girl is okay?
Say that again?
An ugly black girl is okay?
An ugly black girl is, I'd take that over an ugly white girl.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But they're both ugly, so what difference does
it make? But you know what they is, yeah, that's true. I'm trying to leave color out of it, and y'all just throwing coals in the fire. So,
well,
I'd rather for him to have an unattractive black woman, black girl who's smart, over than an unattractive white woman who's smart. That's just my preference. That's just me. But you know what they say about ugly women, right?
And what is that?
No, I'm not going to say.
You might as well
go ahead and tell us.
Well, see, I don't know if it's a myth because I haven't, you know. But the myth is an ugly woman got the best poutine because nobody hit it. I mean, I'm quite sure she did, but not as much as, you know. That's what I heard.
Okay. I just got one more question, and I'm going to back away from it. Okay, now you said you're going to pull your son to the side if he brings home an ugly woman. But what if his
No, I said if he brings home an ugly white woman.
Okay, but I'm saying my point is his ugly may not be your ugly. So, right. I mean, that would be really
yes,
weird.
First of all, yes, it is. Ugly is, yes, it is. Ugly and ugly. Come on, now.
No.
Come on.
Nope.
Don't do that.
His ugly may not be the same as your ugly.
And that's true. He may truly love this girl or truly like her. And a lot of people aren't shallow. Like, she could be ugly, but to her, I mean, excuse me, to
but
him,
she could be ugly, but she could have a good, if she's ugly, have some good attributes about you. You know, if you're ugly, you know, at least be smart. You know, at least, you know, have some stuff. Have a nice attitude, whatever. You know, be positive about things. I mean, you know, have some nice taste with you.
Right. You said she has to be, you said as long as she's smart.
I will say, you know, as long as he's happy, whatever. But I'm going to pull this out like, dude, what's going on? What the hell?
He may be like, Dad, what are you talking about?
Huh? What'd you say?
I said, and he may be like, Dad, what are you talking about?
I don't know. And I'm going to tell him, dude, what the hell? You couldn't do it. And I'm just going by whole what, you know, My pop said to me, you know, he was like, man, what the hell, what is this, what are you doing?
You would really say that?
My pop said the same thing to me. He was like, you know, but I was like, I know she's not attractive, but she's smart and she's cool, you know. And he was like, okay, just don't have any babies. That's what he said.
That'll be your next thing is, okay, she's smart and she's cool, but don't have any babies with her because she's ugly.
I can't say that. That's wrong for me to say. I can't say that. Why not? Why can't I?
Because again, she may be very attractive to him, and you come
okay.
in with your little views or whatever, and go screwing something up.
What's wrong with telling my son my views? He's telling me his.
Because you ain't got to go. He ain't got to go. You ain't living with them.
If I turn 70 years old, yeah, I am. I'm going to go live with him.
He's
going to put my ass out.
You disrespecting his lady, he might.
How am I disrespecting his lady?
Let me pull you to the side. Now, don't have no babies by that ugly girl. Oh, my God.
Okay, look. If my son married a natural type of chick, no matter what color, I'm going to have to accept it. But there are some things. I mean, if she's on the very, very unattractive side, there's some things I have to keep to myself and take to the grave.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you should be the judge of that, Q. I don't think you should.
I'm not being a judge. I'm just voicing my opinion. That's all
I know. When I remember, my mom came to me and was saying, like, your boyfriend is ugly, whether he's white or black, that would hurt my feelings. I mean, maybe that's just me, but at the end of the day, I still would date that person, and I probably would not really care, you know. That at first I would care, but then it's like, okay, well, this is who I want to be with. You know,
My son may have the same opinion. My son may have the same opinion because, you know, at some point – The son asked the parents, well, what do you think?
Exactly. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. So if I come to you.
If my son comes to me and asks for my opinion, I'm a tell him.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I'm a tell him.
So
now.
So you telling me. So you done told your son, you know, just bring home somebody who's smarter than you. Okay, so he brings somebody home who's smarter than him, quote unquote, and you think she's ugly. Now, he values your opinion. He really likes this person, and he says, so, Dad, what do you think? Well, you ain't going to get with her for real, are you? Because she ugly.
I'm not going to be, like, crazy direct blunt with it. You know, I'm a color of the bit, you know? I'm a color of the bit, so it's normally, if my son asked me, and he said, well, Dad, what do you think? I'm saying, well, what do you think?
And that's where you should leave it.
I'm gonna leave it just like that. But the moment she walk out my door,
don't do that. Don't do that.
The moment she walk out my door, I'm like, oh my god, and I'm gonna put it on Facebook.
Oh my Jesus.
What? That's wrong for me to do?
You're a mean boy.
How am I mean if my son asked me for my opinion?
Didn't your mama say if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all?
No. My mama never told me that. My mama always told me to speak my mind.
Mm.
Always.
Mm.
Let them know from the beginning. Let them know from the beginning where you stand. Mm.
All righty then. Well, for those of you guys that are just joining us, we are talking about light skin versus dark skin and why some men prefer lighter women over darker women. Feel free to call in at 760-683-2662 to voice your opinion, and also join us on our Facebook group, Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show, or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. So, have any of you, besides Q, because I know Q, you did mention that you experienced some issues being darker than your siblings, but has anyone else experienced the whole being teased or, you know, talked badly about because you were darker than someone else? Because people consider me to be light-skinned, but I don't consider myself to be light-skinned at all. Not that I don't want to be classified. Yeah, I don't, it's not even like I'm on some stuff where I don't want to be classified with a light-skinned person, but I'm really not light-skinned. I mean, I consider myself just brown skin. So I really haven't had any experiences myself as far as any teasing about my skin color or, you know, being too dark or whatnot. But has anyone else experienced anything as far as, like, your skin tone? Whether it be in the past when you were a kid or anything recently?
Back in the day, my brother's godmother, she used to call me a little black gal. That's what she used to call me. Okay, that's really?
No.
I wanted to get back to that. I want to get back to your comment, Deidre, but I think we have a caller on the line named Maurice from Tennessee.
Okay.
Maurice, how you doing?
Maurice.
Hello, brothers and sisters. How's everybody doing?
All right, dude. What's going on with you? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I got two responses. I think a lot of brothers have a tendency to go towards light-skinned women because they don't feel in touch with themselves. And what I mean by that is they feel as if they date light-skinned women that they will have more status as if they were dating a white woman. And these are the views that I hear from, you know, friends that have a very high preference to date light-skinned sisters versus dark-skinned. I, on the other hand, prefer to date dark. My wife is dark-skinned. What I see a lot is, like I said again, I think it is a mental enslavement. I think that's been projected in the minds of those, you know, black in the dictionary means, you know, dark, you know, it means, you know, something dark, hideous,
mm-hmm.
monstrous. So
mm-hmm.
I just, you know, it's just ignorance to me, I think. You know, I think you should date an actual person because you love them and you cherish them. You know, all this nonsense about dark skin and, you know, light skin. But like I said, this is just what I hear generally speaking, is that light-skinned women are, you know, viewed as, you know, some of them are viewed as white. So higher us. So it's more like a status thing.
Okay. So, Brother Maurice, what's your complexion, family? Are you light skin, dark skin? Are you middle of the road? Which are you?
My family is Native American and black.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're in the middle.
Yes, I actually consider myself to be black, though.
My man. Carry that torch, dude. Carry that torch.
Oh, come on, Maurice. Come on, man. So you ain't never played the Navajo. You never played that card.
What the hell?
Played that card. Because the way he said it, it sounded like they might have been hit up, like, maybe earlier on, you know. She thought it played that, you know, to be different, you know what I'm saying, to stand out type thing, be in the club, like, yeah, girl, I'm Navajo.
get your boy.
Oh, boy. Okay. Interesting.
All right, my brother, my brother. Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate
Thank you.
Okay, all right. All right, now.
Bye. All right.
I forgot to ask Maurice how tall he was.
Wow.
It was.
I think I know who that is. I went to high school with him if that is Maurice. You know what? It's funny because I haven't talked to these folks since high school, but I remember their voices. And he did make a comment on my status about the topic for tonight. So I think that is him. But he's not tall. Maurice is not tall. And he's probably like my complexion. So, yeah. Not a tall one.
Okay.
But I do want to go back to DJ's comment about, you said your aunt called you, what did she call you?
My brother's godmother. She called me little black girl.
Little black girl?
Mm-hmm. Gal.
Oh, little black gal.
Deidre, did she say that in a negative or did she say that like positive?
She was messing with me. Like, she knew, like, that irritated me. So she would say it just to irritate me.
Okay.
Wait a minute. So what about now? Does it irritate you now?
Mm-mm. Black is beautiful.
Okay.
Yes, it is. And you know what? I think now, and it's been going on for the past 30 years, but I think the tide has turned. I think darker skin is in. I think being a size 12 and up is in. So I think, because now it just seems like everybody wants a dark-skinned female or they want a dark-skinned male or female. Know who started it? Michael Jordan. Michael started all this because everybody was on Switch. You know, everybody was on Christopher Williams. You know, and the L. DeVos types. When people started seeing Michael Jordan play ball, that was it. And to go further, you have to look at, this may be crazy, but think about it. You have to look at all the rappers in the rap game. What are their complexion? Who's a light-skinned rapper?
Eminem. Oh, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Will Smith.
Who?
Drake.
Okay, Will Smith. Right. Yeah. But everybody back in the day was on either Rakim or Big Daddy Kane. Soon as Big Daddy Kane come on the scene, females went nuts. Come on now.
Yeah, and then Biggie.
Think about it.
Then Biggie Smalls, you know, he was light skinned, so you know.
Shut up, boy.
You're a nutcase. So cute. Let me go back to you real quick. I know you said you were teased by your brothers and sisters. Because a lot of people tend to think that, like, are your parents dark-skinned? It seems like a lot of people tend to think that two dark people are supposed to make a dark baby. And I'm guilty of that until one of my cousins was born.
Well, see, I don't remember my father.
Okay.
But for what was told to me, I was his complexion. And you know, and my pops was an island dude. My mom, she's about your complexion, but she was born and raised in Carolinas. So I guess out of all, there's four of us total, brothers and sisters. So all my brothers, my brother and my sisters have the same complexion, whereas I am much darker. So I guess that's where the, but you know what, my mom, it wasn't my mom who did this whole racist thing. It was my older brother. You know, and I still remember some of the stuff that he said when I was growing up, you know. And my mom would, you know, like, you know, slap him and say, don't stay there, he's your brother, you know, whatever. But, you know, and it's that, and, you know, when I went to college in North Carolina, it was crazy. And I'm like, damn, I thought racism was over. I thought that shit was over. And I'm like, wow. But it is what it is.
Yeah. So has anyone else had any experiences? Have their
or Jeff, have you guys had any experiences as far as someone teasing you about your skin tone?
Yeah, little black girl.
Oh. I haven't been teased at all about my skin color at all. About my hue.
No, I've never.
Oh, but I haven't had anybody tease me about my hue, but I remember I went to work for a company a few positions back, and these African American chicks at the place, they actually thought that I was a black guy who had to have a white girl on his arm. And it was simply by the way I looked. It was nothing else other than that. They didn't have nothing else to go on. And then they got to know me, and then that totally changed. But that was, hilarious to me.
Hmm.
And you seem like one of those brothers who would have a white woman on their arm. And I was like, where did you get that from? And they couldn't even explain it. It was just, you just look like the type that would have a white woman on your arm.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Very, very, very crazy. So, I know you guys probably heard this phrase before, but how do you guys feel about the phrase, she's pretty for a dark-skinned girl? I hear that all the time. And my grandmother even said that about one of my friends. I have a friend who is, dark as night, but she's a beautiful person. And I'll never forget when my grandmother first met her. She was like, she's a cute, dark-skinned girl. And she always said that about her, even to this day. And that was, 8 years ago when she met her. But anytime I bring her name up, she's like, oh, you're talking about the cute, dark girl? Are you guys guilty of using that phrase? She's pretty for a dark-skinned girl.
I think when we say it, we don't say it in a negative tone. For me, I appreciate a chocolate or a dark-skinned sister. And I say, girl, you're a cute little chocolate, But I don't say it in a negative tone, and I don't say it to
berate
her complexion. I say it to compliment her complexion. I mean, you know what I mean? You get what I'm saying? I think it may be a generation thing, like dark-skinned females are not supposed to be beautiful. So I guess when people see that, they just kind of taken aback, I guess. So I mean, I don't know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no, you can finish.
No, I'm just lost my train of thought, but we all say it. We all compliment. I think we all compliment. We use it as a complimentary tone. And I'm just thinking about it, but we don't say that towards a light-skinned chick. It's not really said to someone who's of a lighter complexion. We always say that towards somebody who's dark-skinned. So I guess we all guilty of that at some point.
Anybody else have any thoughts on that?
I really think that it's an insult, and I realize that people don't intentionally say it. maliciously, but it is an insult. It's just like, you know, when someone sees you at work and they say, oh, you look nice today.
Mm-hmm.
The inference is that you look nice, but when you say today, that implies that yesterday you didn't look so nice.
You were looking like trash.
Right. And so, I mean, it's the same thing when people say, oh, she was really pretty for a big girl. Like, the person isn't supposed to be pretty because they're big or because they're dark, you know, something
right.
like that. And so I think that it's important that people are mindful of that. And the fact that it is constantly said, it is true, because I remember growing up as a child, and so my elders, aunts, and grandparents and stuff would make a comment, I don't know what it is, and they'd be like, his ass is black as a Dutch baby. I don't know what a Dutch baby is.
What
that's
the hell?
What's
a Dutch baby?
I don't know what a Dutch baby is. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not a Dutch baby at that.
Something that they would say, and I think that people do make a difference. You could tell how people look at a light-skinned baby versus a dark baby.
Mm-hmm.
And we just think the dark baby is not as cute as a light-skinned baby, and a lighter baby may not even be cute, but just because they're lighter, right, just is goo goo gaga all over. And I can remember being in high school and a friend of mine got pregnant and was having a baby, and the baby's dad's name was Brian. But both of them were very dark. So the baby was dark, and she named the daughter Brianna. And other people felt like, well, she should name the baby Brianna. I'm like, it's a name.
Yeah.
Wow.
But people felt like, in comparison to other Briannas that were light and, I guess, more girly, docile, or pretty, that she should have named her child that because she didn't look like a Brianna.
So what did the baby look like? If it was up to you, what would you name the baby?
I would have named the Brianna after her dad.
So I guess this brings on another question. Do we give the baby's names pertain to their color?
Think people look at their children and determine if some people say that something is appropriate, whereas something isn't. But I think we look at people now. I mean, I remember my first government job. When I got there as a state and school student, the branch chief secretary told me the only reason why I got hired was because of my name and my address.
Wow.
We're not looking at your color.
From Southeast and this place and that place, my name was Heather Owens, and I was living in Camp Springs.
So, I mean, I do think
people make a difference now. When you see a Shaquita, we don't think white, we don't think Asian, we don't think Italian or nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up black, and you don't think Upper Marlboro black either. You think a little damn Southside black. It's just the way our minds work.
If I have a baby girl, I'm gonna name her Roberta.
I'm gonna name her Diane.
I'm going to give her a black name. I'm not going to have no damn, you know, Shoshana or Aquanita. I ain't having no ghetto shit like that. I'm going to have a black name.
I'm most friends now that tell me that I need to name my daughter with a white person's name.
So what you going to name her?
What am I going to name her?
Yeah.
Name
it Nicole.
Well, I'm trying to feel like, I mean, I don't know, like people, like I have a friend who's like, you should name your daughter with a white name so that she'll be able to get a job and
And my dad actually gave me that talk when he found out that I was pregnant. He told me do not name my baby anything ending with a sh. And he went through all the names he could think of. And I just looked at him like he was crazy.
Big toe.
Yeah, I have people that tell me all the time, like, oh, make sure your baby's name is not ghetto. And make sure it's not a black name. Because you want her to get a job, and you got to think about her future.
Go with Brittany.
Here's the funny thing is, here's the thing, Q. I'm hearing what Brittany is saying, and I've heard that same thing, and I've heard people say, you know, you should name your child a white name so that your baby can get like a job and stuff like that. And here's the thing that kills me about that. When people tell you that, I'm not saying that the people who are telling you that are the most ghetto motherfuckers ever to say some stupid shit like that. But you can raise, I'm not trying to be funny, I'm just throwing him out there, Clinton, because you got one of those names if somebody was to go that route. So Clinton, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can be, if Q was being raised by this person who chose to live in the projects, to be ratchet all their life, what do you think little baby Q is going to be when he grows up? Unless he rises up out of his situation and educates himself to the point where his name will be equaled with the intelligence to actually earn the job. Your name will get you in the door, but you need to earn you that interview. You need to earn your spot under somebody's employ. So name doesn't mean anything if you don't have something to back it up.
I just wish that
when people say that they would stop and think about it. Saying stuff like that, I think it's only going to get you so far. I mean, because names like Russell, I throw out Russell Simmons, you might not think that he was the most educated man in the world, but he's richer than everybody on his phone. So, I mean, richer than everybody on his show. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it could go either way. So stop thinking that's going to be it. Because if you have a daughter named Penelope, Cynthia, and she's just as dumb and just as hoish, she's going to have a nickname. She's probably going to have three kids. And all she's going to have is half of a high school education. So I'm sorry, that's my little pet peeve rant right there. But
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, but I think when people say that, they're trying to give their kids like all of the advantages, because I mean what they're saying is true. It you know, sometimes when people in HR look at your resume, they're not looking at your credentials. They are looking at your name. And Jeff, I understand what you're saying. But if they see a Candy Owens, or if they see a Monique Owens, they're gonna be like, oh my God, this is ghetto child. And in some instances, they will throw away Monique was resume, even though she may have more credentials than Tammy. Even though her, you know, her might be telling you, like, you know, and it's kind of wrong, and it's kind of racist. But it's like they you know, when you picture somebody whose name is Moniqua, like you said, they're going to think about somebody ghetto, somebody this, or all the negative things. So I guess when people say, "Don't give your daughter or son a ghetto name," they want that child to have not many, but all of the, I guess all of the instances for her to get that good job.
I just think that it's whack.
Even though, like you said, it's messed up. It's messed up, but, you know, it's all about advantage versus disadvantage. And, you know, in many instances, name counts.
Gotcha. So, speaking of kids, and how do you guys feel about this topic and how it affects the youth of today, like our younger generation? Do you think this issue will still continue to be relevant? You know, for those of you guys that have younger kids, do you feel like you need to explain to them the whole light skin versus dark skin thing, or no?
I don't think so. I think, like I said, as I mentioned earlier, I think the younger generation now, they don't give a damn about skin color. They don't care. You know, it's like they like what they see, and they're going to go after it.
I think that the younger generation, our children might be a generation that is probably one of the first generations to not really be affected by that quote unquote, you know, slave mind from, you know, that we might have been witness to when we were growing up. So I think they might be out the loop on that one. That way, like you were saying, that they don't really see skin color like that. They just see, hey, I like you. You like me. Let's work on this thing. So.
Yeah. And I'm seeing, and I don't know, and I want everyone's opinion on this too, but I'm seeing a lot of white kids. I see a lot of, well, basically, white kids. I see a lot of white kids going to these inner-city schools. So I think, I don't know if that plays a part. If not in inner-city schools, I do see them in inner-city neighborhoods. I've never seen a white person get off the train and a coffee and walk home. I've never seen that shit. Right now it's white people get off of Anacostia like it's nothing. And it blew my mind when I first saw that. So it's like everywhere you go, everything started to become a mission mode. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. And another thing, and Jeff, I don't know if you saw this, but when I was at Shaw, we had white kids joining black fraternities.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I saw that at Virginia State, too.
So, I don't know. I think the younger generation, like Jeff spoke of, they not really care about color right now. It's like, you know, if this person likes me or not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I know my son will get the instruction, look, you're going out in this world, and you're going to meet girls, and you're going to want to bring them home, and you're going to want to chill, and I don't have no problem with it. I'm going to tell you right now that I got to give them just a little instruction when it comes to the white girls, and that is, if you're not bringing home a Kim Kardashian, she's not caught up in here. Plain and simple.
Boy,
say that again, what? Jeff. You said if she's not bringing home a Kim Kardashian, then what?
Then she ain't coming up in here. Just to be on that level, she's going to be a white girl. Just to be on a Kim Kardashian level.
And what is a Kim Kardashian level? Like, just extremely pretty?
Yeah, she has to be really pretty. And he has to, and I mean, like, kind of what Q was saying too, you know, if you like her, if you're cool with her and all of that's fine and everything like that, but that's the only thing I'm going to ask for.
Mm-hmm. So what about, like, I noticed on, and this is one thing I do notice, and I know you guys said that you don't feel like, you know, our younger generation may be affected, but I noticed, like, in a lot of cartoons and things like that, especially things on TV for kids, all you see is, like, white people, like, white characters. And nowadays they're starting to come out, you know, Disney has a black character, but you don't see that too much. And it's kind of like, do you feel like that's teaching, you know, like, our younger black girls, like, hey, you know, in order to be a princess, you got to be white, you know. To me, it still kind of will affect them, you know, the more that they see white all over their television. And it's like, now there's a show, I don't know, Jeff, since you have a baby, you may have seen the show called Backyardigans, but they have a cartoon character on there. I can't remember her name. I want to say it's like Bonquisha or something like that. And I don't, it's something with a shun. It's really ghetto, but I don't know if it's to just like, I'm going to look it up, but I don't know if it's like to incorporate some kind of, you know, urban thing into the cartoon, but it seems like some young girls, they pick up white Barbies over black Barbies. Because they think, like, that's what's pretty. And, you know, like, that's what they want to be like. And even on the Dark Girls documentary that I was watching, it was a little girl in there who thought that the white girl was a smart one and she was a pretty one. But if you were dark, you were dumb and you were ugly. And this kid had to be like, this kid had to be like five. So what do you think about, like, the media as far as, like, cartoons and just kiddie movies and stuff like that where all they show are white women?
You know, go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry.
What I was going to say is I think we need to take ownership in the situation. I think a lot of people that, you know, feel some kind of way about cartoons and stuff like that, it's because you might not
Well, if you try to search out where there's a more diverse cartoon or there's a more diverse set of Barbies or something like that, then that's the mission, right? So you're on that constantly. But you have to realize you're doing that. You're doing the search because the people who own those companies that produce these the Caucasian shows or the White Doll Babies, that is mainstream. That's been going on for years. So that's like that's almost like, you know, you try to bring civil rights to something that has been, that we didn't really even care about because we, you know, we said, you know, voting rights is more than the TV shows and the Barbie dolls. Let them have that. You can go and pull up Zulu princesses and stuff like that from Africa and show those pictures to your little girl and give them that history lesson about Africa and about the princes and the princesses of where we came from, and that should do what it's supposed to do there. Now you probably can't run out and get from Mattel or Hasbro. It's in the book, at least your child. I wouldn't put too much stuff on that because if their child gets old enough to realize the environment that they're in, trust me. That's when people see the friend situation, the friend TV show where it was the five or six great friends. Didn't have any other friends, but then in New York City, one of the most diverse places in the United States. You see the reversal. Your child will be in your neighborhood, and 9 out of 10, your neighborhood will be a melting pot. Or if you had, even just a neighborhood, there will be an array of hues in your neighborhood that your child will grow up with. And that will be the stuff that takes hold of your child's life and starts those building blocks. I think we should take stock in that type of thing in the TV shows and the Barbie dolls. The Barbie dolls only going to touch the side. The TV shows are going to change. So, but what's not is what's like from friends, from the neighborhoods, as your child goes from family member to see those neighborhoods, and they're often going to school and things of that nature. So I think we need to take stock in what's coming after that, and we'll be all right.
Okay, Jeff.
Do your shit,
Brother Boleyn, thank you. Heather or Deidre, do you guys have any opinions as far as the whole light-skinned, dark-skinned thing and how it affects or how it could affect the younger generation?
They drunk. They sleep. They drink.
I really think that it passes to each generation based on the generation before them and where we are today in race relations. There are still some difficulties and some assumptions. But I don't think, I look at my son and his father and I are both dark. But his grandfather is really light, and he's really light. And most people, I don't think, make any difference of it. He doesn't question it. But I do, you know, I do think that kids are less likely to feed into it unless there are adults around them that make it an issue. And as our kids in each generation begin to live, the world is becoming more multicultural, more diverse, and they're seen and, you know, being exposed to different races and different people. So I think that to that extent, it'll go away. I think the light, dark-skinned thing within the black community is something that we perpetuate and that we continually, push. And so because it's now an issue, it's really our own, within our community, our fault. It's not something that any of the race or people on the outside. I mean, I know people like to say it started with the masses having house niggers and field niggers, and then other people say, well, they got dark being out in the field, and those who stayed in the house was white or sleeping with the mass. I mean, there's all these myths about it, but we still perpetuate that. I mean, I have a girlfriend now who I love her to death, but I get on her all the time because she's white and feel like she has to have long hair. And I'm like, you keep perpetuating that foolishness in your own mind, but it's true that people really do think like that. And you get complexes where you feel like you have to fit some bill or look a certain way because that's what the expectation of somebody else or you know, a culture is.
Right.
I definitely agree with that.
Deidre, were you going to say something? I'm sorry. Deidre's wrong. Okay. But, no, I definitely agree with Heather. I think it really is us as black people who keep this going. And it's almost just like we're racist against our own kind. Because I've noticed, like, white people, like, admire my skin tone. And I don't know if you guys experienced this, but I'll never forget this white guy that he used to work with us, Jeff. I don't know if you know him or not. I don't forget the boy's name, Thomas. I don't know if you know Thomas or not, Jeff. But anyway, he was a white guy. He used to sit at the front desk. And
I guess he
had a thing for black girls. I don't know. I'll never forget one day he told me that my skin tone was his favorite skin tone ever. I don't know if this was just like him trying to get at me or his little way of being flirtatious, but it seems like white people nowadays are like fascinated with our skin tone while we just down each other about, you know, our skin tone. Like, white people, some white people, like, admire dark skin. Like, they think it's beautiful. And nowadays, white people are tanning, and they are becoming darker by going to these tanning booths. And for them to be darker like that, it makes them feel good. So I definitely just wanted to, you know, agree with Heather on that one. I think it's us as African-American people who are continuing, you know, making this topic relevant.
I think what's funny and kind of an oxymoron is like you said, you know, for the longest, dark skin has been portrayed as, you know, the negative. You know, mm-hmm. like Andrew food cake is white, but devil food cake is black. You know. Mm-hmm. But in the long run, you're seeing everybody trying to, like you said, trying to get darker,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, trying to get more hue on the skin tone. And I find it funny. And what I also find funny is, you know, like the negative traits that, like, dark-skinned people had or have that we were laughed at, but now they're trying to get, like the big full lips. Or in some instances, you know, they're trying to broaden their nose and they're trying to get, you know, hips and ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just find all that funny. I mean, you're talking about us like a dog, but in the other sense, you're paying $50,000 to look like us.
Right.
And it's funny.
Yeah, it definitely is funny. And even, like, going back to the documentary that I said I watched, if you haven't seen it, it's sad, but it's a really good documentary called Dark Girl.
Wait, put the documentary in the group. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll go to the YouTube link that you just sent me in. I'll try to post it in there. And so you guys can see it. It's, It's really good. But it is sad to hear what goes on. But, you know, one guy on there was talking about how he won't date white. I mean, excuse me, he doesn't date dark-skinned women because they look funny next to him. And it's, I don't know, it's just a sad situation to me. But I definitely think as the black race, like, we just do this to ourselves. And it's sad because just like, you know, like you said, Q, like your parents told you don't date a white woman. I think, and hopefully this is not true, but I just think it's sad, and hopefully, you know, people are not still carrying that on, you know, to their children. Hopefully they'll be accepting of whoever they tend to be.
Let's hope so.
Does anybody have any last-minute comments, questions about that kind of wrap-up for the evening?
I'm good.
All righty. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening on Amongst Friends Radio. For those that are tuned in online, Facebook, who called in their opinions, thank you very much. I'd like to thank my wonderful co-host for always holding me down. And does anyone know what next week's topic is offhand?
I don't know. I as Deidre knows. Nobody.
All righty, well, we will see you guys next week, next Wednesday, same place, same time, and I hope everyone has a great evening.
See ya.
Bye.
Amongst friends, all up in your area. We got topics causing mass hysteria. Crew 4D, peak the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst friends, for the ladies, for the men. Just 21, or wearing the pants. Fab or combo that you like. Come and get with us tonight. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Grown and sexy baby. Grown and sexy baby. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Grown and sexy baby. Grown and sexy baby.
Great show, everybody. Great show.
Thank you, everybody.
I'm going to need Q to stop the mouth.
Make me.
I will.
I found the names of those characters I was talking about. The girl's name is Uniqua.
Uniqua?
Uniqua, yes. There's Uniqua, Tyrone, Austin, Tasha, and Pablo.
I think you better call Pablo.
And of course, the little girl who speaks for Uniqua is black. The rest of the cast is white.
Okay. I don't watch. It's on Disney? Did you say Disney or something?
No, I'm sure you know, that's out of your way. But, no, it's on Nick Jr. I watch everything, so that's how I knew about it.
Watch. If it ain't Cartoon Network or Adult Swim, I'm not watching.
Maybe that's the problem.
Really? Is that where we're going?
Rip.
Huh?
Okay, so for
it was,
for next
I didn't
week's
say anything.
For next week's topic, there will be a short 5-minute video to prove the point of why oral sex is so powerful. I will upload that on our next Wednesday evening, and we'll go from there.
Are you serious?
We doing big things for 13 for Monk's Friends.
Well, you're dumb, boy. You're dumb. I'm Andy Rose. I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Y'all stay blessed. Yeah. Hey, what's Joe? Is Joe all right?
Oh, I guess so.
Okay. Hey, listen.
All right,
people. Shout out, hey.
Yep. Peace.
Bye.